week we take phone calls. We just
it's me, Ryan
shit.
Walker Page. Doing
I didn't I didn't like that because I had recorded a cold open for the pod anyway. And then
but
I
you
got,
didn't send it to anybody.
Yes, I did. It was at the end of the episode.
Will didn't put it in there.
So he had to use Ryan. Listen, if we're going to start having guest cold opens, it should at least be celebrities.
Ah, drag her. Okay, today's really fun. We talk about holidays. We talk about going to the movies. We talking about Uber driver. Meatball is doing a secret job in Hermosa Beach. And weed smoke makes you tired. Plus a lot of voicemails.
Goodbye.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Oh, Diva.
Let's do the intro, Diva.
Oh, right. That's me. That's on me. Hi, you slops. You stupid. Our number is. Nope. Our email. No. Our number is 213. 536. Okay. 9180. That's 213-536-9180. And our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slept, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you nasty. You nasty little fucks. You are nasty. You are nasty, nasty. You are nasty. You are nasty, nasty. And N-A-S-T-Y, I may be having STI.
Wow.
Welcome to Big Dipper Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball and that's Big Dipper.
And I just got my test results and Diva, surprisingly, all negative.
Ooh, ooh. And I just got this notice of failed jury's duty. Failed to respond to my jury summons.
Okay, because so, you know I did jury duty 2 months ago.
Right.
And my concern was, I don't have pants. Because they say if you go, you have to wear pants. But all I ended up doing was checking a website every single night in the week. And they said, you are not needed tomorrow. And then it was like, your jury duty has been completed. So it's actually incredibly simple.
Yeah, mine's for the first week of August now. So.
And what are you? Are you in town?
Currently, yes.
Yeah.
But if other stuff comes up, it seems like we're going to be doing another email back and forth, and maybe I just won't show up. Anyway, hi, everybody. It is a Tuesday. What a wonderful Tuesday to have a Tuesday episode where we are talking on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Unlike past Tuesdays, I'm the one that's awake and not hungover, and Dipper is tired and fully reclined.
I'm not hungover, but I am definitely tired. You know, just when the week catches up to you, Diva. You know that vibe?
I absolutely know. I fell asleep at like 9 p.m. last night. I was so exhausted.
Is my mic on?
Yes. It is.
Why does it sound so soft in my ear?
Why is it so soft?
Why is it soft? Okay, so tell me. You've been having fun this week, eh?
Not really. I've been in a hotel room in Hermosa Beach for the whole week.
Why aren't you guys doing anything?
I was working for a lot of it.
Oh.
So.
You better work.
Today's my day off. So my brother came to town, but while I was also probably busier than I've ever been for some. Well, I say that, but I'm pretty busy all the time. Anyway. But I was working, and it's been fun. We're going to do some fun stuff tonight. He's here for July 4th. I don't know what to do in L.A. on July 4th. Unless you're just trying to celebrate a holiday that shouldn't exist. Or, like, I don't know. I don't care about fireworks. And I don't care about grilling. Well. And I don't care about, like, going. I don't care about. It would be fun to go to the beach to watch the fireworks, but I don't want to sit in the 3 hours of traffic it will take to get home.
Yes, you are correct. What is your take on fireworks? Because fireworks are a more complicated issue.
I don't care. And they're loud and they fucking annoy me.
So, but do you remember, okay, so last summer specifically,
the police were scamming us.
Well, yeah, it was like a, it's like a, I don't have anything in front of me to like talk about this properly, but there were multiple layers to it. Not only were like undercover cops selling fireworks on the down low to people and then trying to like ticket and arrest people for having fireworks, but also there was just sort of like, I guess terrorism is the right word, but they were like terrorizing predominantly black and brown neighborhoods, and the cops were the ones setting off fireworks in the middle of the night in response to a lot of protesting that was happening last year. And it was used as this like scare tactic and intimidation tactic. And then on top of that, we live in LA, and LA has a long history of being a fireworks city. Girl, it'll be a Wednesday at 10 o'clock at night, and there'll be a building shaking kaboom in the street in front of my house. And I know that's my neighbor across the street who just went out to light one firework when they were walking their dog. Just one.
Understand.
I'm just going to do one.
And then I was driving on the way back from Hermosa. We were driving and I heard a loud pop and I saw like a flash and I was like, oh, we just got like photographed or something. And my tire exploded at the exact same time. Like I didn't know what it was, but it wasn't... It was just a fire.
Photograph.
It just fucking it a, scared. You, well, you because was I was in the...
A paparazzi.
No, in the... Like,
paparazzo?
On the, no, shut up. On the highway, you know how they... when if you're, like, driving in the wrong lane illegally or whatever, they will take a picture of your car and then send you a ticket? Because we live in L.A. and they're garbage.
You do receive a lot of correspondence from the state government. State
I government. Do, I do, I do.
They I seem do, to know I exactly do, where do. You live. yeah, no, I mean... Holidays in general, we've talked about this before, but for Misha, my mantra is I am not a holiday diva. Like, I don't really quite care. Like,
can we just take a minute? Oh, wait. Well, I'll let you finish.
No, go ahead. I'll get back to what I'm saying.
Okay. I want to ask, did Tamisha Amon ever release any more videos for that $26.99 that she was charging people? Or did she scam? She got, oh, sorry, I'm allegedly scam and then get her money and then release a bunch of more merch while she still got backordered? I'm just confused as to what the business process. Someone at least told her to stay off Instagram Live because she hasn't been popping up there as much.
What I also believe that if you notice, a lot of that stuff coincided with the last month of a lot of the state. I know Atlanta. She's in Atlanta, right? Or in Texas. I know Atlanta has been open for a long time, but I also think a lot of that stuff, that internet stuff, really slowed down as like Pride and live gigs turned up. So my assumption is the diva's just too busy. But we interviewed Tamisha for the pageant pod show that Willem and Alaska are doing about pageants, and speaking with her and like interviewing her and talk, I feel like it is just a case of I'm not used to doing stuff on the internet and launching projects. And the moment I launch something, I have 100,000 responses, which is like a new experience. And it, to me, it feels, to bring to it back Misha. To Misha, it just feels like it's like lofty aspirations of what we're going to do. And then life
no
and responsibilities just get the best of it. It doesn't feel like this is going to be a great cash grab. It felt like I'm going to set up something really cool. It's going to cost me this much to do it, and I'm going to make money off of it. Let's do it. Oh, wait, it got too overwhelming. That's how it actually feels after, like, talking to her.
I don't know. Part of me thinks she was just, I don't know.
Because she
know.
Has the way
I don't
she's.
Know.
Listen, the way she speaks about things, she has such. There's so much thought behind it. There's so much integrity. There's so much like, this is my character. This is how I do. I would never do something like this. And so I think in her mind, like when we spoke to her, she was. in the car at the parking lot at the post office, having just shipped a bunch of merch and gone looking for missing packages and had all these receipts and things. Like, she was like putting, like, she was out there like doing that work.
Was her team in the car with her?
She was not with her team.
Or was her team?
They were back working.
Just her and those two little hands.
Stop.
What? Am I not allowed to make fun of someone who can't complete a task?
No, of course you can.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you that I don't know. I don't know that it's about a scam.
It's not.
I think the intention was always a scam. Correct. I don't think it's it's in the Joanne category of scams. You know Joanne the scammer?
Yeah. But she's also an intentional scam people.
Okay, so shall we go back to holidays?
Yeah, go back to holiday.
I just want to say, I do like a barbecue food. I do like an outdoor backyard gathering.
Ooh, you do like a backdoor gathering.
I do. Like, I enjoy those things, but, like, I'm never, like, I always forget when holidays are. I'm working on Monday, but Monday is not the 4th, but it's the day after, so it's, like, technically the day off. Like, things that would be open will be closed. I'm working. We have a bunch of recordings. I have a couple meetings. Like, I didn't even think about any of that. And so...
And such as.
So I never really, really pay attention. Tell me about pulled pork. What's your favorite, like, barbecue?
Okay, here's the thing about me. I don't like barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce that everyone goes up for is so gross, being Ray's? From Texas and knowing was that Sweet Baby Ray's? Okay, here's the thing that people need to understand about barbecue sauce. It's mostly brown sugar. That's how it's that thick and whatever. I prefer
brown sugar, baby.
A vinegar-based barbecue sauce that's like more of a liquid than like a thick syrup.
You know, when I have a barbecue, not a barbecue sauce, but like a buffalo sauce, I'm always like, why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? Buffalo sauce is literally just Red Hots and butter.
Red Hot's the candy?
Ray's
Red Hot?
Sure, whatever. It's whatever that neon orange is and butter. And honestly, delicious. Would do it again.
Do you think the Uwe Javert twins? No, they're called the Cash twins. Do you think they listen to this show?
If one of their fateful audience member fans or OnlyFans subscribers listened and sent it to them, I'm sure they did. And here's what I have to say. If they are listening now, or if we could get this message out, we would love to have you two on the podcast.
Oh,
we'll give you a full Friday episode, a 1-hour episode, where we will just ask you a bunch of questions about what's going on and how the business is and where you get those cute little outfits and the wigs. Are they human hair?
That's your interview pitch to people. We'll give you a whole episode. We'll ask you what's going on, how you're doing,
how's your
livelihood, how's your business. Just tell me how you are.
When was the first time you guys decided to perform together? Have you ever shared a boyfriend?
Oh my God! Did you do the sex before you monetized it? And gag, is it actually illegal?
Boom, boom.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is it illegal? Is that illegal?
Have you ever seen a grown-up, like a middle-aged a cappella group perform the Law & Order theme song?
No, but I would love to. But wouldn't you know what I also amazing? Don't love? Okay, so are they? I'm assuming they're in California. California incest laws prohibit any sexual intercourse between family members. California Penal Code Section 285.2 forbids both marriage and sexual relationships between people that Family Code 2200 has declared to be too closely related by blood to marry or engage with sexually.
And they're documenting it, Diva.
Oh, not the second one down. Why is incest a crime? Sexual relations between family members who are not spouses, formerly known as incest, is illegal across the U.S. because of its harm that it can cause to family relationships.
Incest you meant formerly known, like, in a formal manner, not like not, princes formerly known as the artist.
Yeah. But it literally says formally known, which formally in my known. Mind means like it used to be known as incest. Now it's known as sexual relations between family members. Okay.
Girl, we need to get off of here. Let's take a break.
Okay, let's take a break before this gets weird. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. And I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a sleigh, baby.
Okay, we are back.
We're back.
I went to the movie theater last night.
Oh, how was she?
She was masked. The crop on the film was off, and I felt like I was a psycho person, but it truly was
like too far to the left, too far to the right. How was that off?
There was like a little bit of the bottom missing, so sometimes people were acting and it was a close up on their face, and you would think that, you know, a good DP and an editor would make sure that their chin was in the shot, but like their chin would dip out of the shot. And I was like, maybe it's just sort of artsy. And then I was like, no, it's cropped. And they showed clips from the preview that were wider shots in the preview. And then on the screen, they were cropped. And I was like, fuck, this movie is cropped. But I saw Zola and it was so...
Oh, is it good?
Good. It is weird. It is interesting. It is an art film.
All based on a true story.
It is an art film. It is all based on a true story. It's this amazing thing where sort of like a very thoughtful, intellectual, somewhat gritty, artistic perspective. It goes head to head with like... pop culture of a certain era, like, because, you know, that was like, when did those tweets happen? Like, it was almost a decade ago. No,
it wasn't that long ago,
like,
but I would say
years
it was
ago,
like,
six
yeah.
years ago, something like that. But girl, one of the main devices is the one character keeps looking at Vine videos. So that was so funny because like he's like, these are hilarious, right? There's that. There's also like because it is based on a Twitter thread, anytime a line of dialogue is said that is a direct lift of the Twitter thread, you hear a little tweet sound in the soundscape. And sometimes they're like buried and sometimes they're very obvious. The acting was so incredible. The storytelling was really cool. And the way there were so many things that were, I don't want to say heavy-handed, but they just kept placing the story, which is essentially about like eight people in total, but they kept placing it in the larger world, if that makes sense. Like,
oh,
just like they're driving along the road, they're looking out the window, and then it's not a plot point. It has nothing to do with anything, but there's a long lingering shot of a Confederate flag flying, which is the kind of thing when you're driving across this country, you really fucking take notice of when you like, drive through a county in Florida and there's a big Confederate flag flying and you're going like, oh shit, like we're not in Kansas anymore, or I guess we are in Kansas anymore. But just little things like that that were so impactful. It was a fantastic film, highly recommend. And what I loved about it is it like, fucking T.S. Madison was incredible, and she's only in one scene, but she is so good in the film.
Good. She's incredible to be here. She's also someone we should have as a guest.
Yes.
So well,
shout
exciting.
Out to, you know, all those people, Zola, who wrote the tweets, Janixa Bravo, who directed the film, Jeremy O'Harris, who wrote it with her. And the acting was fantastic.
Wow. I love you doing these call outs like they're going to listen.
Fantastic. Now, I hope they do.
You said that you were masked the whole time you were in that movie theater.
I chose to be.
Okay.
It was
you
got to
take it off. I don't even carry one outside with me anymore.
It was not recommended. Here's the thing. Here's how I feel, actually. I will tell you this. I feel if the staff is made to wear a mask, I will wear a mask.
What about if it's like Trader Joe's where half the staff is and half the staff isn't?
Then I'll wear a mask. I get it, bitch.
The science.
I get it.
The science says take it off. Let's
but there
live.
Are people.
Let's blast our nips to the stars.
There are people that you and I both know who have been vaccinated. Who also
still
now
got
have
it.
COVID.
Yes. But in that case, I still believe that I have put myself in enough dangerous situations that if I were going to have gotten it after being vaccinated, I would have gotten it by now.
Yeah, that's true. I have gone to a sex party and no one was wearing a mask.
Oh, how was it?
You do show your vaccination card when you arrive. So that
how
feels
was the sex
like
party?
Something.
See anyone we knew?
I didn't see anyone we knew. It was timid at first. There were only a couple guys that I was into, but luckily they were into me. So we had like a little like, you know, we like dipped off into the corner and had like a little menage a 12. Just kidding. Three people. But it was enjoyable. It felt like, oh, okay, Diva. Like people are out here trying to slang their dick around. So I was into it.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. I think I don't have patience for like dating right now or ever since we've ever met.
Yeah, you've never wanted to date, and then when you did, you like hated it.
Well, it's just like, is it the wrong perspective to be like, oh, dating takes so much work, like it takes so much time out of your day?
No, because right now you're too busy to date, so you would either be limiting yourself on your work schedule,
right,
to try to fit into someone else's schedule, or you would be spending. Yeah, no, that's it.
But
you,
maybe
it would fuck up your work schedule, which is more important to you than I think your feelings for someone else.
I think what I'm going to try to do, and I kind of did it last night by going to the movies with my friend. Like, it feels like if I can start carving out time that isn't work, that doesn't have to be dedicated to dating. Because I really settled in, Diva. I really settled into the sitting at home stuff. And now it's like, if I do one thing away from the house per week, I'm like, well, now I gotta go be alone. I gotta go be alone now. So I think I'm gonna try to just keep carving more and more and more and more social time so that eventually I can replace that social time with the idea of dating. But sometimes I think, okay, this is like a question that this is less about that we would ask the doctor, but this is a real question I'm thinking
about. Should we have a relationship expert?
Ooh, a therapist.
A relationship therapist.
So I'm thinking, this is what goes through my head.
Okay, what goes through your head?
Everything I ever say on this podcast is what goes through my head. No, what I'm thinking is like, I think to myself, okay, I don't have time for a relationship, so I'm just going to have sex.
Yeah.
And I'm scheduling the sex and I'm planning the sex and there are fuck buddies or occasionally now it'll be like, oh, maybe I'll go to an event or a party or go to a place where a bunch of people are having sex. And then it's like, great. I did that afternoon. I had the sex. How great. What a fun time. Then I think if I were to go on a date with someone, I'm the fucking slut bag who over the last week ended up having sex with five people, and this person is like, well, I've been waiting around and now I'm gonna have this day. Like, I get in my head about being promiscuous when a person wants to go on a date, and I'm like, I can only have sex with other people who prescribe to lots of casual sex.
But that's your own zhuzh. What if you date someone who's like, I actually don't even want sex that much, and so you can go out and do whatever you want?
I know, but isn't that, I mean, I guess it comes back to that conversation we had with the doctor about, you know, removing the stigma from STIs. But I think about this a lot because, yeah, it's annoying and it's, listen, the risk of a person who's dating one or two people and having sex with them versus a person who's attending sex parties and like hooking up with people off of apps. The volume game, the person who's having more sex is more likely to get an STI.
Yes.
So I just, like, in my mind, I'm sort of like, well, let me, like, keep running this casual sex, like, whatever out of my system, because I'm the only one we'll have to deal with any sort of consequence. And then once I'm ready to stop doing that, then I can think about dating a one person. Is that a
because then I think something that I think you are just inherently a more sexual person, and I don't think you'll, I mean, even if you start to calm down on being like, ooh, I want to fuck all these people all the time, if you get into a relationship, you're going to miss that. Well, not if you get into a relationship where you don't get to do that anymore.
Right. Like, I want to get a relationship where I can go to those places.
Yeah,
because
you
person.
Are. Yeah, exactly. So I say, look for it now and find someone that you're okay being super casual with now, and then see if it blossoms into something bigger. But just use them as like a sex party friend.
Onion blossom. Mm,
what was that? A bloomin' onion?
What was the last restaurant you ate at?
Yesterday I went to a... Okay, so let me just tell you something. Hermosa Beach, fully, no mask, completely open, no limits, no nothing. So we went to like a bunch of different seafood restaurants only the ones that have fresh fish anytime that I had some time off. And so I ate some incredible ceviche that had octopus, salmon, tuna, shrimp in it.
Wait. Tell me what ceviche is.
Ceviche is like raw fish that they mix with, any number of things.
Citrusy.
Yeah, they mix it with onions and stuff, and then they squeeze lime juice over it, and the lime juice, as you let it sit, it cooks the fish because it's so acidic.
Ceviche,
so you let it
is...
sit overnight or whatever, and the fish cooks in the lime sauce. So you get a super tender little fish.
So it's like a cold...
It's a dip. You eat it on chips or tostada.
Raw, fresh fish or shrimp that's marinated in lemon or lime citrus juices. The acidity in the citrus cures the fish. See, now we're getting into this conversation about
because we already got, I was right. Everyone agrees that I was right. Okay. And everyone
cures
questions
the
why
fish.
You, a 37-year-old man, doesn't know what cooked food is.
I'm not yet 37, but thank you.
You're
cures
welcome.
The fish, causing to denature the proteins to become firm and opaque while absorbing flavor. After the seafood has sort of cooked in a way, other ingredients are tossed in, such as onions, cilantros, peppers, and tomatoes.
Yeah, it's delicious. I have a question for you. So I was working at Mario Diaz's party, which happens every Sunday. It's called Hot Dog.
I think I'm going to go this Sunday.
You should go. I'm not working it this Sunday, but you should go. Because it's 4th of July, baby. That seems like a mess. I ran into one of Big Dipper's exes.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
What was his name again?
We don't need to say it on here, but I know who you're talking about.
I need to remember it.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Dipper, tell me his name!
I'm not going to say his name.
Tell me his name!
You got to respect people's privacy.
Okay, okay. Why were y'all twins? Exact twins. Replicas. Speaking of incest, speaking of boyfriend twins, y'all are identical, except for he was taller.
He's much taller and smarter.
Is he the one with the
nicer? I met him in Chicago, and we were twins-ish when we met, sure. Yeah, I mean, we look alike, but he's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. In the face, in the glasses, in the full beard, in the hair.
And when
I didn't spot a bald spot when he walked away. So
no, he has good hair. When we met, we were even more twins because we were both doing the same thing. We were both directing.
You guys were both white rappers? Oh, okay. First of all, as he started coming down, I just saw a giant tall man, and I was like, excuse me, Mr. Tall Sir, you need to come here. And then he turned around, and I was like, oh, that's Big Dipper. And then he was like, I used to date Big Dipper. And then I was like, oh, no, it's going downhill.
You said it's going down? Basement. Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Dipper?
It was crazy.
But he's very nice, isn't he?
Yes, he was very nice. He stayed to talk to me for a little bit and then I started asking a lot of questions about you. And then he was like, I'm going to go get a drink. And then he never came back.
Well, you're good at making friends. Wait, speaking of gigs to be at, you and I are going to be at this Barracuda gig next week in L.A.
Yes, I'm very excited. I think we're going to see a lot of dicks.
What do we do with that? We're hosting it?
Yes, I've hosted a couple of these. But what ends up happening is that in the middle of the night, there's usually some sort of contest. I don't even know if that's still happening. But we just go up on stage and we're like, shake your ass. And then we give a prize to the person who shakes their ass the hardest. But for the rest of the night, we just like walk around and turn people on.
No, that's what the Go-Go Boys do.
No, baby. It's us now. Oh, you don't know? You got to shake it, mama.
You're going to have
If you want to make it anywhere in this town, you got to
shake it.
You got to shake
it, mama. Can you walk around with a tray of deviled eggs?
Ew, the smell. just the smell of like all those egg farts from those fatties.
Ooh,
I'm gonna be grabbing
You've
titties
got fart,
and dickies.
You're going to be grabbing titties?
Consensually, though. And dickies. I'm going to be grabbing them dicks. If you're going to be at Barracuda and would like to display your penis for me, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been to a bear party in a really long time. And this will be the first one. And it's happening on July 10th. Right?
Yes, July 10th at Precinct in downtown.
It's a Barracuda,
LA. I
would
suggest probably getting there early and just having a couple of cocktails beforehand, or maybe don't. Just get there early and eat something, because it's going to be a long night.
Okay.
And then on the 9th, if you are in San Francisco, I will be performing at Reparations with the one and only Nikki Jizz.
So
and it's the first party at Oasis, or the first Reparations at Oasis.
So you're flying to San Francisco for the gig.
Yeah, and then I'm flying back for that show that night.
And then you're getting into makeup. Wow.
Yes, but I'll have it all with me, so it might be that situation where I just go straight to the bar, depending on how late it is.
What am I gonna wear?
Well, on here, we said that we were going to match, but at this point, I don't think there's enough time for us to get matching outfits.
What do you mean, on here, we said we were going to match?
On the podcast, like last week when I mentioned it, you said, should we wear matching outfits? And I said, yeah, sure. And now it's too late.
Oh. Aren't we doing another party, too, with Matt later?
in November, I think. This is not good fodder for the podcast. This is not good fodder.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll be and right we'll back with some voicemails.
Yeah. I've never been to Uvujuvu. And we're back. And now it's our favorite time of the show. Sorry that we had to really take you. See, maybe these are better episodes when I'm hungover. Because I feel the energy is higher when I'm really fighting to stay involved.
I was just thinking. I was just thinking how lovely this chat is with you.
Whatever. I'm about to get blasted on marijuana.
How do you.
Oh, everybody. I started smoking again. Yesterday, 2 days ago.
Wait a second. You had not been smoking weed that up whole until like, time?
Yes.
Whoa. So you're going to do like, and then be done for the
night. No, that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me at the end of the night after I spent a whole day working in Hermosa Beach, really just out in the sun, ready to die. I smoked some weed with my brother back at the hotel, and then I just about fell out.
Why do you say working in Hermosa Beach?
Because I was working there. Anyway, so I smoked a little bit of weed and then I was down, like I was out. And then last night we smoked a little bit and I literally passed out while we were playing a card game. I like just went down. So it's a very interesting welcome back.
You got to get the kind of weed that is an upper. What kind is
sativa.
That called?
Sativa.
All right. Sativa so here's, diva. Here's okay. Some voicemails. I want to do the one about Squirt.
Yeah, do that one. This is in.
Hey, ladies. My name is Melissa, and I was just listening to the most recent episode with the doctor. And I just wanted to let you know, yes, 100%, girls really do squirt. It really happens. I do it. Dipper, thank you so much. It is very fucking dehydrating. I mean, it's amazing, and I can't do it with everyone, and I can't do it all the time. It helps if I'm with someone I'm very comfortable with. It helps if I'm very relaxed. Maybe I had a little bit of pot. Then I can definitely, it happens a little more freely then. But yeah, 100%, very, very dehydrating. Feels amazing. Cannot get enough of it. Do you know what else?
What?
Curved dick makes the curve up. I know that you guys love that. I love that too for squirting.
I like
it's
them
very
anyway,
good
that curve.
For that. But barring a very nice upcurved dick, fingers a very way to get me to squirt. That's the way. So yeah, we definitely squirt. It's real and it is very dehydrating. And I really appreciate that you called that out, man, because it is, and no one appreciates that. All right, have a good night, ladies.
I love that.
Okay, first of all, no one was discounting or saying that squirt isn't
coming
real.
Hot. You're coming in hot.
Well, no, I just...
First of all, whore.
No one was saying that your squirt wasn't real. We were discussing what squirt is. And very funny, Dr. Marcus Tellis sent me a message at 9:10 a.m. this morning that says, who cares if squirt is pee? Just drink it.
Can you love. See? Just drink it.
So it's still the question remains, what is the squirt?
Bodily fluid. It's bodily fluids.
But bodily fluids are anything. My pee is bodily fluid. So is it pee? Because it seems like it's pee.
It's not pee like that.
So it's just the water portion of the pee. What is it if
it's
dehydrating?
It's dehydrating. It's your bodily fluids. Your
Mama
body is like the ocean. Your body's like the ocean. It's made up of 90% water.
It's 70% water.
Okay. Well, the earth is 90% pollution. Here we go.
The ocean's on fire.
Hello, Beat Mall, Dig Bipper, and Distinguished Death. I have one answer and one question for you.
Oh, I hate that.
On your recent episode with the doctor, Meatball mentioned how certain oily secretions smell like Parmesan cheese. In my career, I am a sensory expert in the beverage industry. Basically, I taste things for a living. I happen to know that the sweaty, savory Parmesan smell is from isovaleric acid. It's a fatty acid found in Parmesan cheese, sweat or body odor, and various other fermented or cured things. So, Meatball, you clearly have a very talented sniffer. Insert Snippy ad here. My question is, Daddy Dipper, I know you're a fisting aficionado. Would you ever be open to fisting a trans, non-binary, or other person with a vagina? Or can your fingers only be found in a booty hole? Thank you. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. I got that talented sniffer.
That talented sniffer. And what was the type of...
industry. Basically, I taste things for a living. I happen to know that the sweaty, savory Parmesan smell is from isovaleric acid.
Isovaleric acid. So your body makes a lot of isovaleric acid.
Mm-hmm. And it shows up on this thing as being a your body can make it. Proteins from muscles.
Wait, so your muscles smell like Parmesan cheese?
Baby, I must be delicious inside.
And to answer your question, yes, 100%. These fingies go in any hole that'll take them.
Any hole's a goal.
Yeah. The problem is, can you imagine this?
Two in there?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, it's made for a baby to come out of, so.
Goof. Oof. Oof. I also did that not feel like a prepared statement, which I enjoyed.
Next call.
They were reading it, like, really nicely.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. You said next call. Okay.
Hi, Big Dipper and Meatball.
Hello.
I'm calling from Canada. Long-time listener, yes. First-time caller, all that nonsense. Anyway, I am calling as a guy with a pussy, here to represent our plight. Bob and Monet talked a little bit about this, about how a lot of gay guys feel, like, uncomfortable, that virgin sensation, when they want to get with a trans guy and they don't know how to act. And to be honest, like, on the other side of that, that really sucks. Especially when it's like either innocent curiosity or fetishization that we're getting. Like, I don't want to be your little pussy boy all the time. Obviously, sometimes that's fine. But right now I'm dealing with an issue of, like, not knowing how to handle these things. Meatball, I really appreciate it. During the Big Dipper dating show promo, you were saying that you were not nice. I am not nice either, but my therapist has suggested to me that perhaps I'm being a little too not nice when it comes to these guys. I get frustrated because it's like they never have condoms. They don't care. They flat out don't care if I come or not. They only want me to make them come. And then it's like, okay, we'll take you home. So at this point, I'm just like, how do I interact with the gay men without wanting to hit them? Any advice is welcome and appreciated. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Wow. This is such an interesting... I have so many thoughts about this.
My first thought would be the last thing that they said about the... Once the guy comes, then they're left to, like, not... I think... I don't know. For me, it's always that conversation beforehand where I'm like, once I come, it's over. So if you need to come first, let me know.
Sure. But I also think, okay, so there are so many layers here. And obviously, like, you and I are not in this position. But
yeah.
So number one, I think these things come in. I think our especially with, like, hookup culture, things come and go. Like, sometimes you only want to be sucking dick. Sometimes you only want to be fucking. Sometimes, you know, like, sometimes you're in different moods. So it's very clearly sounds like in this moment right now, you are not trying to babysit anyone through their first time interacting with a vagina. And so I would put that in your profile. Like, I would put, like, a, like, know how to... you know how to please me, know what you're doing. I do not want to be your first experience with a trans man. And you might weed out a bunch of people who have, like, an innocent curiosity. Obviously, the fetishization, never can say it, of that sucks. So it's also good to try to, like, weed that out. But I don't know, like, the communication is really important, but I understand how tricky of a situation you're in, because you also just would love to be like, what's up? What's up? You want to hook up? Yeah, let's hook up. They come over. They have condoms. They fuck. They come. And then they fucking, like, you know, like, eat you out until you come or whatever. Like, that would be an ideal situation. But I think you're only going to find that situation if you're with someone experienced in that situation, mm-hmm. or you educate someone into that situation. And that is like an unfair burden that
you shouldn't have to do.
You shouldn't have to, but you end up being sort of stuck with. So maybe as much communication about that ahead of time, like even before someone, like if you're on online dating, like putting some stuff like that in your bio. I don't know. What do you think, Meatball?
I think the exact same thing. I think, unfortunately, when we say like as much communication as possible, that just turns into education. Like, yeah. If you have to go back and forth more than 3 times, you might just need to be mean and just be like, sorry, it just doesn't seem like you're prepared for me.
Like, yeah, and
it doesn't seem like you know enough about life and everything to handle what I'm working with over here. So goodbye.
I think there are more and more visible trans men who are fucking, you know,
yeah.
Gay men or trans gay men who are like in the porn industry. And like,
yeah.
I think a lot more people are being, I know I personally have been way more exposed in the last couple of years. To, you know, I was one of those like very ignorant people when I was younger, and I was like, oh, unless a person has a penis, there's no way I could be attracted to them.
And but then I think that there's also a problem all of a sudden where, like, there's a lot of people that still think that way, and it's like, right. All right, well then fuck you. But also, like, then that's not the person you need to fuck, and you shouldn't be fetishized. I think if you for 1 minute feel that, like when a chaser comes over and starts talking to me, you know what I mean? And I can tell that it's
because,
like,
because you don't know what that is. I'm just kidding.
Kill yourself. I can feel it, and I'm like, ugh, so they just want to be with me for my body. And then sometimes in your brain, you think like, well, that might be fine for tonight. Or you're like, I'm not in the mood for that today.
Right.
It's like,
I
want
to talk to you more. Yes. I want you to call into the show so we can talk about this. Because also, I don't know if any of this advice we gave was like good or insensitive or anything.
And insensitive. We don't know what we're talking about.
Right. I mean, I was literally going to be like, if someone is like, I don't know, I might be interested, but like, you'd have to show me the ropes and do whatever.
I'd be like, no.
Either say no, but maybe you're in the mood to dominate and be like, yes, you will be my fucking like sex boy. Come over the house, get on knees and eat this fucking, you know, like, I don't know. Like maybe you're into that in that moment. I was going to say, and this might be really, this might be really fucked up, but I've done this before. No, where I found a video of exactly what I want to do. Like a porn video, and I've sent it to a person and been like, I'm looking for this experience. And so maybe there's an experience of the type of sex that you're looking for, or at least the experience of, you know, in the porno, the trans man is getting all the attention and coming and getting off. And you can be like, we're doing this or else you're not coming over.
That could work.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, those are the voicemails for today. If you want to call in and talk a little bit more about that, I would be totally into having you.
Yeah, let us know. Email us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com, and I will be looking out for it if you want to come have a chit-chat.
Well, let's go light some fireworks, Meatball.
Meow, 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 meow. Okay, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can email us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. You can call in with your own fuck talk story, or ask us for advice, and we'll give you probably bad advice at 213-536-9180. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod or Big Dipper Jelly or Spicy's Meatball, or you can follow me on Twitter at Fat Jog Meatball. Goodbye.
Or come see us this weekend in LA at Precinct for Barracuda on July 10th.
Yeah. Doodle-a-doo-doo, forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.